Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hiller hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Charlie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Canizaro and he is safe. Stewart steals second. Don Landrum batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Landrum hits a line drive into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Stewart moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hickman moves to second. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Hiller moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Buell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Buell moves to second. Don Landrum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Landrum reaches second base with a double. Buell scores. Stewart moves to third. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams is walked intentionally. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Banks reaches second base with a double. Stewart scores. Landrum scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Santo reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Gordy Richardson now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Santo. The throw from Canis Zaro and he is out, Smith applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Canizzaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Canizzaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Jackson pinch runs for Chris Canizzaro. John Stevenson pinch hits for Gordy Richardson. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Kroll now pitching. John Stevenson now catching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landrum for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hiller strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Cubs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Smith reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Buell strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Landrum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Landrum is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Kolb pinch hits for Gary Kroll. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hiller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Kolb now playing right field. Larry Miller now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Buell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Buell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Swoboda is 0 for 3 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Larry Miller. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lewis scores. Swoboda moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kolb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kolb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swoboda scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Billy Heft now pitching. Danny Napoleon pinch hits for John Stevenson. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Napoleon takes first base on ball 4. Kolb moves to second. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Billy Cowan pinch hits for Chuck Hiller. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.